Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, Pisgah Family Barbershop, and by Hometown Wellness. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach, Brett Chappell.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah advancing in the first round of the tournament last night, 29-20, in a cold environment over in Waynesville. It's good to get that win, coach, and get this journey started. Hopefully, it'll last a little while in this 3A playoff. And as we were just talking off the air just a moment ago, certainly is a stacked division, probably on both sides, but certainly in the West.
Yeah, some really good teams. We were looking at the brackets late last night when we got home, and we weren't just looking at the 3A. You're talking about 2A, 3A, and 4A. There's some pretty heavy brackets, and even in the 1A, but the 1A bracket seemed to be a little bit further down the line. There was some pretty big lopsided scores in that 1A division last night, but man, some really good games in those, 2A, 3A, and 4A divisions. And, we're just happy to move on to the next round, give our kids a chance to see what we can do next week, stay with them another week. And, tough game last night. We had some things we had to, overcome, but that's part of it, when you get to this point, and excited about getting that win.
Talk about the week this week in preparation and what you saw. From Southern Guilford, obviously playing in a really, really good conference up there, with Eastern Guilford, with Dudley. I mean, obviously that's really, really good football up there. What did you see on film, and what did you have to try to prepare for last night?
A couple of things. Obviously, as we saw the film, playing in the conference that they play in, Dudley is certainly, legit. Yeah. And they are a really good football team. Obviously, some other good teams that are coming out of it as well. Record was a little bit deceiving. They've had, some COVID issues. We were talking off the air there. They had 8 players last night that played for them that we had not seen on film. I'm assuming that it was COVID related, but we traded the 2 previous films and, hadn't seen some of them players that were on field that were pretty instrumental in their success last night. But again, as I go back and look at it, and we even talked as coaches, I don't think we probably changed our game plan at any, even if we had seen those kids on film. I think we went in with a pretty solid game plan. They gave us a few wrinkles, that we hadn't seen, but, at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and perform at a high level. And, I thought both teams last night played hard. Obviously we had some issues again that we had to overcome with, some momentum swings and, things of that nature. But just really happy for our kids, to be able to get another win. And, one of the big things, and I didn't even realize it, I didn't even tell the kids last night when we finished the game, double-digit wins.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We got 10 wins last night. So that was a huge accomplishment. Got a playoff win. That was a huge accomplishment. So, again, just excited for where we're at. And we'll get prepared this week for another good football team.
There was a couple of situations last night. Obviously, a kickoff return that hurt us. We saw a pass play that I think just about everybody felt like was an interception that ended up first and goal at the 1 for them. Save a couple of plays, and you're looking at that stat sheet, save a couple of plays, you really limited them in terms of what they did offensively. I thought, again, as always, defense has been solid, certainly against the run game. We saw a lot of tackles for losses, particularly in the first half. And I thought we got good pressure on the quarterback. We flushed him out, and sometimes he would break containment. Most of the time we were able to limit what happened on the back end. But I thought we did a really good job defensively, and that's been the calling card this year.
It has been. They were negative yards rushing in the first half, and they only finished with positive 5. So they had 5 yards rushing. They had 163 yards passing. They had 158 yards passing, 163 yards total against the defense. And you could probably take obviously the one pass play that was down at the end zone that, I think a lot of people thought that Evan had. You take that play away, and, they're going to be down there close to 100 yards of passing. But, again, it was one of those games that went back and forth. And, you know, I can go back and nitpick it all day long and be able to find a lot of mistakes. And we will as we meet on Sunday as coaches and, you know, try to fix some things. But at the end of the day, it's kind of survive in advance, and certainly we were able to do that last night.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the passing game for them. They think we still held them under 50% in terms of completion percentage. You know, we always talk about how important third down conversions are. I think we limited them to 11% on third down conversions. Had them at just 1 for 9. You know, again, keeping the defense, you know, making things happen. Again, as we said, you know, they were able to break containment with their quarterback and their athletes and, you know, make things interesting at times. But you did what you needed to do to take care of things. I wanted to go to the other point that I wanted to make, too, last night. I think one of the things that we saw, you know, in the second half was a lot more penalties, and that sort of changed the flow of the game and made it a little bit more difficult. Maybe both teams could have said that last night. Your thoughts on what we saw as far as that goes?
You know, sometimes you get in situations where the game kind of slows down because of, you know, penalties and things of that nature. You know, you got to be able to overcome them. I mean, mentally. I think that's where it's important about your mental toughness, to be able to get through it, to not get frustrated, you know, those things. And certainly we saw some of that last night. But, you know, that's par for the course. You know, those are things that you have to deal with throughout the game and throughout the season. We haven't dealt with that very much, but that was the case last night. And I thought our kids did a good job for the most part of being able to overcome that and, you know, make sure they stayed in the game. Obviously, at the end of the night, the scoreboard tells the tale. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were able to get that win. But, you know, there were certainly some positives that came out of last night as well. And, you know, again, just excited about where we're at right now.
The other side of the ball, you know, obviously we want to establish the run and still had a good night running the football. They really loaded us up in the box and really tried to take away a whole lot. We started trying to get it out on the edge some, and that certainly paid off for us as well.
It did. You know, we had 281 yards of offense, 173 yards rushing, and then 108 yards passing. So, you know, pretty good last night when it came to that. You mentioned the defense a minute ago on the third down conversions. That's one of the things that we really stressed this offseason coming into this season, was trying to get better on those third down percentages for our defense and getting off the field. And certainly last night was huge. You mentioned that percentage already. So that's something we've really been working on. And then on the flip side offensively, you know, one thing we wanted to really do was to establish that run and to be able to get, move those chains and extend those drives, those type things. And we had some really nice drives in there. And then we had some explosive plays that were in there. We had too many negative plays, you know, behind the line of scrimmage than what we're used to. But you have to credit them, too. Had some good players. We weren't as key as what we needed to be up front. You know, we made some mistakes on some blocking schemes. But, again, those are things that we can clean up and get better at, and we'll do that this week.
Hey, at this point, was there anything this week that you installed, or is there anything that, you know, you just have to go back and sort of reemphasize when you get to this point in the year?
You know, obviously you want to be able to, and you start changing your practice schedule a little bit.
Yeah.
You start making things just a little bit shorter. You know, times obviously fixing to change as well tomorrow, and so you're going to deal with that as well. But, you know, we shorten practice, not much. I mean, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, from what we usually do. You do a little bit more team and group. You know, the one thing that I will say, we got some really good looks from our scout teams this week. Had some players that we brought up from the JVs, had some that played last night as well.
Yeah.
But got some really, really good looks all week in practice. You know, it'll be key for us to have that same type of look this week.
Is it kind of like, thinking about that in the long term, we'll come back to the game last night, but in the long term, is playoff season a little bit like it is in college football, where you get to the postseason and you're also able to get some things done in terms of preparation for the longer term, for the next year and so forth? I always think about that when you're talking about teams that qualify for bowls and have 2 and 3 and 4 weeks of practice before that bowl game. They're preparing, you know, in some ways for the next year, gives them an advantage. Certainly I would think that could apply here too.
It does, especially for your younger kids.
Yeah.
You got a chance to get them in and get them some reps. You know, as far as we go, the JVs and the varsity aren't much different when it comes to schemes. So we're not necessarily teaching them you know, new schemes that they haven't been doing on the JV level, but the speed of the game, the physicalness of the game going from the JVs to varsity, you know, that takes a little bit of change right there. So being able to get those reps with those guys right now, that's just more practice time for us as well. And like I said, some of them came in and played for us, and we may have that this week as well.
Tell me about how you felt we played up front on both sides.
When you look at it, obviously we talked about their rushing yards, and they were only at 5. They started trying to run the ball there in the second half, had some success with number 26, the tailback, had a couple of good little runs in there. For the most part, I thought our guys did a really good job. And then you flip it on the offensive side, when we were able to block things like we wanted to, we had some really good runs. Unfortunately, we turned some players loose on some blocking schemes that we usually don't do. There were just some mental lapses that we had in there. But, again, those are things that we can clean up. They did give us a different front, but it wasn't something we haven't seen, you know, during the year. Again, we just got to do a better job of making sure we communicate up front with those guys and being able to do it. But, you know, when we did it correctly, we had some really good games last night.
Now, we always talk about how well we seem to play in the third quarter. What kinds of things did you look at the half to adjust on? Were they minimal or were they a little bit larger?
They were a little bit larger offensively. You know, we had to do some things differently offensively. We went in and got on the board really quick. Coach Gibson and Coach Morgan got with them and, you know, took care of some things in there that we needed to look at up front. Defensively, it was, you know, I think it was more of a challenge defensively.
Yeah.
And not scheme-wise. I think it was just the opposite on the offensive side. But, you know, it wasn't a whole lot that we changed game plan-wise that, you know, that we thought we might have missed or didn't get. It was just more of a making sure we do the right thing and have the right communication up front.
Tell me about, you know, playing over in Waynesville and what that felt like for you as the head coach, and certainly for the team as well, to be, you know, over there but have your fans behind you in that venue.
It was different, obviously, when we pulled in. You know, we lockered where we generally locker, which is now, I guess you would say, their home locker room. Warm-ups, you know, nothing. Probably the biggest change was being on the home sideline, you know, once we got there. But obviously when the game gets started, you really don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. You know, your fans are situated a little bit differently than, you know, what we're used to at home. They're not necessarily right behind you, but they're kind of up higher than you. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job with it. And, you know, it's one of those things that you're going to make – some people happy the fact that we stayed in Haywood County, and you see we got some out there that are, you know, wishing we were go somewhere else and play. And, you know, on the opposite side, when we were at Inca and Irwin, it was kind of the same thing. Why didn't we stay? So it's one of those situations where you're not going to make everybody happy. We're going to do the best we can for our kids and for our school and take care of them the best we can. And we wanted to get to a place here in the playoffs that we could stay continuously at as long as we could keep winning. Going over there allowed us to be able to do that, so we'll certainly get everything set up and go back there and play this coming Friday.
From your perspective, was there anything logistically any different with the situation last night versus what we've been doing most of the regular season?
No, and the timing was about right. You know, it's a little bit shorter drive here, obviously, from going from Inca and Irwin. We got there probably 10 minutes earlier than we usually do. It allowed us to do a little bit more when we got out on the field and did our walkthrough stuff. But, you know, everything was just about the same, you know, as we went through the pregame meal and, you know, did our taping, and Miss Holly got all the kids taken care of. And then we did our bridge walk and, you know, we went the back way again. And, you know, there's some neat things that we'll look back on and say, you know, that's pretty cool. But, you know, the fact that we've got two wins up there, you know, on that field in the same year, that's you probably won't want to go through that again.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, obviously, unless you're in the playoffs and obviously were to face each other. So there's just some, again, when we look back on it, there'll be some neat things that we'll see and we'll want to put in our book.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
At Haywood Urgent Care, we're all about the right care, right when you need it. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., you can walk right in for quick, compassionate care you need to feel better fast. And with X-ray and lab services, we've got you covered. Whether it's a cold at 8 a.m. on Wednesday or a sunburn and sprain on Saturday at noon, walk in and receive care at Haywood Urgent Care. To learn more, visit myhaywoodregional.com/urgentcare. Right now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
You have taken pride in your entire career, and certainly even I'm sure as a player in special teams play. You know, we saw a couple different sides of the coin last night. On the one hand, giving up the early touchdown to them on a kick return along the far sideline, kind of felt like he had been out of bounds a couple of times, but it stood. But back the other way again, I want to go back to how well I think we're place kicking the football right now, and what a weapon that is. And we saw evidence of us having that as a weapon when they didn't really have that, and that made a difference in the game last night in terms of the flow and what decisions were made. The other point too, as you just mentioned again to refresh us, is the tremendous, as good as I've seen at our level of getting back to a punt to down it inside the 1 yard line and prevent it from rolling into the end zone. A brilliant play there. Thought that was, if I remember correctly, that was Evan that got there to kick it back into the field of play. But a couple different directions, I'm sure, to talk about with regard to special teams play, but certainly more good than bad.
Yeah, we had some really good play. You know, I go back to the very first one, the kickoff. I thought our kickoff covers did a really good job. We downed them just past the 20-yard line, maybe the 22-yard line, and it's always a goal of ours to try to get them 20 or less. So we were right there at it. And then you got to the second one, the one they returned, and we had a couple of opportunities to, you know, miss tackles, and we were leverage was too much inside, and it's certainly something we stress. And you get a good returner that can find a seam. He was able to go down the sideline, but again, we had some opportunities to finish that and get him at least out of bounds, and didn't get it taken care of. But we had some good plays on special teams as well. You mentioned, you know, Luke continues to do a great job for us on the PATs and the field goal stuff. And he was good on the kickoffs. We had to change the kickoff because of what they did, and you know, with the returns they were getting. So we ended up kicking some stuff up high and being able to get down there. And so that helped us out. The punts, I think Ian had one bad punt that he kind of shanked to the
right side,
but had some really good ones. And the ones that Evan got down on, man, what a play. Took a hop and, you know, really started running down there towards the end zone. And Evan had to speed up and ended up having to dive and punch it back out as it was going over the end zone, over the goal line, and, you know, pinned them down there. What a great play that was. Another one that we didn't talk about, and you really don't think about, we got in a situation where we scored to make it 27. I can't remember what it was at that time, 27. Kicked the extra point, it makes it 28. It's
right.
28-20, so you're a one-score
right,
game,
right.
And we ended up going for two
right,
and got it. And
which made it a three-score game.
Which yeah. made it another two-score. Well, at the end of the day, it made it
yes.
a two-score game, but three at that time.
Right.
So that was really huge. And I'm going to tell you, Coach Francis does a really good job of keeping me up to speed on kind of maybe, Coach, if we score right here, we need to go for two. So he was kind of in my ear before we got down there and got the touchdown, you know, so we were able to keep the offense on. Zach got the play called, and obviously Ian got in and got the two-point conversion. But that was a really, really big play because
in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, because as much as they stayed down on our end there in the fourth quarter and we held them out, had they scored and we just had that, they weren't going for extra points anyway.
Right.
I haven't seen them kick an extra point or a field goal on the two films, so we knew a two-point conversion was coming. So you're, you know, a chance that they tie the game and send you into overtime, but that two-point conversion was huge.
They burned two timeouts early in the second half. Is that in that situation that you're describing right there? Because we talked about that last night and knew kind of what we were doing there to try to maintain the advantage in the time. when you're talking about the situation with regard to timeouts and those kinds of things, is that on your mind too? Do you keep that somewhere buried in terms of how you're making decisions, especially late in the fourth quarter?
You have to be. You've got to be, and you can't do it all. That's why you've got to have good coaches that are with you there, that are keeping up with the game. Like I say, Coach Francis does a really good job, and Coach Metcalf, Coach Charlie, he's phenomenal with that as well. Staying right there with me, being able to help me and keep me in the loop with what the thought process is. Obviously, because I'm trying to make sure to stay in the game as far as offense, defense, and the special teams. And you get caught up in that sometimes, and kind of lose sight of everything going on the scoreboard. And those guys do a really good job of, Coach, we may want to think about doing this. If we get in this situation, we may want to think about doing this. And it's almost like having another couple of head coaches on staff that can see the whole picture. Our coordinators, Coach Rogers and Coach Gibson, do a great job, but they're honed in on that side of the ball. So it's nice to have another set of eyes, or two sets of eyes, that's kind of helping you make some decisions as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Come take a short trip out to 761 Champion Drive in Canton to Piska Family Barbershop, where your hometown barber Ken has been cutting your neighbor's hair for over 50 years. Ken provides haircuts for the entire family. Also visit Hometown Wellness. They offer therapeutic massage, deep tissue massage, hot stone cupping, and reflexology, all aiding with pain management, sports injuries, and more, helping to improve mobility and overall wellness. Call Hometown Wellness at 593-1137 for more information.
Coach, here we obviously survive in advance. Got South Point next week. South Point had a close game, and it was back and forth between Eastern Guilford last night. They won 41-31. Just looking at the bracket, obviously Irwin with a loss right there. Most of the rest of the of our side of the bracket in the 3A was chalk. There really wasn't a ton of upsets, though. Kings Mountain had all they could handle with Franklin. They ended up winning that game 21-17, and Franklin had a lead at one point in that game. But most of the rest of the bracket kind of shook out last night the way I think we might would expect it to. But as we sit here this morning, very quickly, as we're just mentioning here, very quickly we're down to just a handful of teams left in the mountains across all the divisions, really, except for the 1A.
We are. I mean, you look at and you talk, start at the 4A. Obviously, Asheville had a really good win last night, but they were the only team out of that conference to advance. So you had the rest of that conference got knocked out last night. You look at our conference, we were the only team to advance. All the rest of the teams in our conference got knocked out. You go down to the 2A, Hendersonville and Polk County, obviously were able to advance, but the rest of their conference, I take that back. Chase advanced as well. I keep forgetting about them being in, I guess you would say, the mountains, western part of the state, so they had a win as well. And then obviously we talked about the 1As, and there were some pretty lopsided scores in those early rounds of the 1As, but unfortunately for those guys, they go right back into conference, next week. I know I saw where Mitchell plays Swain, and I think Murphy's got Mountain Heritage. Right. I know those are not conference games, but they're Western North Carolina games. Andrews had a big win last night. What a great season for those guys. I know I talked about them, and getting that win over Murphy, getting a playoff win last night.
Do you know any of those guys over there?
I do. Yeah. And James Phillips is a head coach there, and Coach Phillips and I have known each other since college. And, what a great job that he's done. And with limited numbers, you're the smallest school in that county, obviously, with Murphy being there. But just a great job for them. And, the Smoky Mountain Conference, continues to do what they do. Obviously, it's going to get much tougher as they go along. Got some really good teams in that bracket now that there's no subdivided stuff. But, again, just excited about where we're at. Got a tough South Point team that we're going to play. Obviously, we've got somewhat of a history with those guys in limited fashions, but always, have a really good team. And I can say this about those guys. From everything that I have seen in the being the head coach as long as I have and being coaching just in the high school levels for so long, they are by far the best option team in the state of North Carolina, without a doubt. What they do year in and year out is special. It's hard to defend. They do it, you know, since the time that they're little in youth league all the way through. It's impressive to watch. Very similar. The only team that I have seen that runs anything similar to those guys was Pickens, and we saw those guys a little bit earlier this year. Very similar in the nature,
right?
It is, and it's impressive to watch and how they do it. They've got some really good players. I think their fullback, which was their primary runner in that offense, I think he had over 300 yards last night and about 35 carries. So, you know, we kind of know where the ball's going to go. Now we've got to figure out how to stop it. So we'll have our hands full defensively. But, you know, again, just excited about getting an opportunity to play those guys. They've got to come up here. You know, there's quite a few teams that have been knocked out now. So, you know, hopefully we'll have a really good crowd with some people coming from other places that generally would go see their home team play.
So what do you think about that? I mean, you're talking about South Point that, you know, and again, I go back and we talked about this a week or two ago about those programs like the service academies that they're going to run the same offense, you know, regardless of the personnel. Of course, they can recruit their own personnel. South Point, you know, as a high school team, you get what you get. How do you feel about, you know, having a system and then, you know, bringing in the kids and over time teaching them that versus, you know, looking at your personnel and then making decisions about what kinds of things you want to do on offense?
You know, those are things that we are doing our best to get to. You know, we've changed somewhat offensively through the year since I've been here, but in the last couple of years we've tried to really hone in on something that we want to continue with. Obviously, we can do some different things out of the sets that we do, but from the blocking up front, you know, that's something that we have really done a good job of. This is who we are, and we're kind of similar in the fact of South Point. We don't, you know, obviously you're going to have teams that are going to give you different fronts, and they're going to load the box and all of those things, and, you know, if we block things correctly, and I know they would probably say the same thing, if you block things correctly, you have opportunities for some really big gains. And obviously with, you know, the success that South Point has had, certainly that has worked for them. That's something we continue to strive for as well, even though it's a little bit different how we do it.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's all about what you sell, getting your kids bought into it, the success that you're having in it obviously is a huge sell for you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing some really good things, and, you know, we'll continue with that.
Will you practice this week? Put the shoulder pads on?
This is going to be one of those weeks when you play South Point, you just all hands on deck, and I have been known to climb under center when we played South Point,
yep,
as a matter of fact, and you know, I felt like I felt a little sore by the end of the week, and you know, we'll see what we need to do to make sure we get the best look we can, but you know, again, it's a great time of year. Obviously, when the time changes and the evenings get shorter, that's pretty neat, too.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, it's getting darker quicker, and, man, I'm just excited to still be playing.
Absolutely. And, again, got another great opportunity with South Point next week. Again, we'll be over at Tuscola. And, by the way, at this point, we're going to be there as long as we win. Is that correct?
That's correct. And again, guys, very, very appreciative of, you know, them and their administration, you know, for allowing us to be up there. You know, Coach Morgan and her group, especially her, spent a lot of time on the setup, you know, throughout the week and, you know, coordinating a lot of things. And, you know, it's a nice place to be able to go play. And, again, very appreciative of that. And we are close. And, again, I hope we have a great crowd.
Absolutely.
I'm certain that South Point will travel well. They generally do, so, you know, opportunity to make some good money next week as well, and hopefully we can get ready and stay healthy this week during practice, and, you know, you throw all the cards on the table. You know, you don't leave anything now. You throw it all out there and try to advance and get to that next round.
And by the way, because I had forgotten about that, we stayed relatively healthy last night, you feel like?
Yeah, we did. We stayed relatively healthy last night, and, you know, hopefully we'll do the same in practice this week. I'm sure we're going to have to, you know, overcome some weather, you know, some issues there. It's going to continue to stay cold, but hopefully not too much rain. And, hey, maybe we might even have some snow on Friday. You never know.
Never know, especially this time of year. Again, I want to encourage as many folks to come out Friday as we possibly can, because, as Coach mentioned, South Point certainly will bring a big crowd, and they've got high expectations for us, too. So, again, we will be on the air at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock starts the game call from Waynesville next week in the second round versus South Point. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.